Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Broadband Exchange, which is Telecompetitor's podcast. I'm Ian Descher, Pivot's Director of Media and Story and Managing Editor of Telecompetitor. This is the second episode of a three-part series about what business intelligence can do for broadband providers. We're speaking with Brian Weiss, Director of Customer Success at Innovative Systems, and Faye Jandro, CEO and General Manager at Venture Communications. Innovative Systems provides an enterprise billing and subscriber management platform, as well as video and voice services to broadband service providers. Elation is the most complete subscriber management platform for regional broadband providers, simplifying operations and fueling subscriber growth with true enterprise software across billing, provisioning, financials, and mapping. The second episode is titled Overcoming the Challenges. Let's get into it. As you have rolled out business intelligence at Venture Communications, or Brian, as you've seen providers do it, have you faced any challenges, especially with things like maybe fragmented data or integrating multiple sources?
I would love to be able to tell you that we faced no challenges. This flowed so smoothly that we had no issues, but I would be lying if I did that. So the truth of the matter is, it's amazing just getting everybody on the same page, right? There's a lot of work that goes into that. And when I heard this question, I really kind of thought to myself, you know, definitions was a big first step for us, right? Just simply defining each of those expectations and what you do. It's amazing how within our organization, and we're not large, but our definitions were just not necessarily consistent from group to group to group. So before you could create data and start analyzing it and talking about the impacts that your changes or adjustments might have, you got to first get on the same page, right? What is whatever you're talking about? And in particular, customer count. This one was really interesting. So for me, customer count equates to bills and billing process. And that's how I evaluate what a customer is. But if you were to go and to talk to a plant manager or our plant manager, he'd probably talk to you about drops and service connections and where his facilities are connected to. And if you were to maybe go and talk to marketing, you may be talking to how many households that are in our service area and not necessarily how many folks that are out there. So just getting on the same page is a big step. When you talk about integrating multiple sources or multiple definitions of data, that is a big step and something that you have to overcome.
You look at the kind of what I would say the big four sources of data you have are your mapping, your billing, your financials, and your equipment provisioning stuff. But what I find and I hear across other companies, if they are taking data from maybe a snapshot or a report, they're missing things because maybe they took it on Friday and something happened over the weekend that wasn't captured or an order closed that went back to that would have been back billed on Friday on Monday when it got out of the order review queue. So the data is kind of fragmented and really knowing which is the right number to pull is sometimes a big issue. A lot of companies don't have a programmer or a BI expert that knows how to use, you know, say Microsoft BI, Tableau, Domo, any and all those things, that, or they don't have a free headcount to go and build all that stuff for them. And that can become a huge drag on getting something like this rolled out because you've got to identify what you want to all implement, what all those sources are, and how to get them all tied into one dashboard to be able to see it things exactly as you want to see them.
And being committed to identifying those shortcomings, right? I need to conform to what the overall organization is doing so that we can plot goals and directions together, right? The strategy can be aligned and we can be moving collectively. Now, that doesn't mean you abandon the finite details that you need every day to be best at what you do, but you have to understand that there might be two different data sets, right? You might count your customers one way today and count them a little bit differently tomorrow.
To what extent do you concern yourselves with having a single source of truth as you're looking at business intelligence? How important is that or isn't it?
I think it's a very important, especially going off of what Faye just said there at the end, his last comment being, as a company to set the strategy, we need to identify this is the definition of this, of what we're measuring here. So to me, that becomes really, really important to have. We are going to take, say, what we're billing revenue is, we're going to get that from our billing system. We're going to take outages information and we're going to say, this is what we are believing in. And this is going to be that source of truth. So I think that's a vital thing to set as a company and then measure from there. And I think you see this as a finance and accounting process. Hey, from when the books close, this is now what we did. And then everything from that books closing is, you know, we're going to do journal entries and we're going to make changes to it. But hey, closing the books is a final capture of that information. And so that is the truth of the source for that month.
And I think agreeing upon those definitions, Brian, making sure that not only is your data coming from the single source, but then also agreeing upon that, right? Because yes, it's easy to agree when the data says that you're a champion. Oh, look at there, I won today. Yeehaw, I'm awesome. Look at what I did. But when the data is not so favorable, you can't abandon the definition of what your win is and what your loss might be. And so you're going to have to stay committed to it. And I think it's really, really important, like you said, to be aligned. Single source of information, make sure that it's there. Doesn't mean that you don't take time to maybe dig in and go a little deeper on your own. But as an organization, you have to be aligned and consistent.
Well, my past in operations, one of the things I found an issue I had run into was technicians stopping tickets. And oh my gosh, look how great I am in this mean time to repair, but they were stopping tickets under the wrong code. Why would customers still calling in upset saying it took forever, but the data we were showing as well, you were denying access. So we stopped our count of the mean time to repair because you were denying it. And then, you know, now I have two different customers saying it took 48 hours to fix it. Technicians saying it took four. There's not a single source of truth. And that can change how you want to handle your strategy, right?
Or maybe even your tactics. Do I need to get help in that given area? You might have a plant manager or an IR manager that's saying, hey, do I need to get help over there in that area? Well, I don't know. It looks like he's solving his tickets within 4 hours. That doesn't seem to be too bad. I think we're okay. But if the reality is it's 48 hours, yeah, maybe you need somebody over there. It's just, you know, you got to have that single source and you got to leverage your activities against the same cantilever all the time.
We've talked a little bit already about sources of data and for data and for analytics. Are there other sources we haven't talked about, haven't touched on yet that you all use?
Man, I use everything, right? I think for consistency and working together collectively as an organization, you want to go to your best source. And for us, it's our BOSS. And that's where we go. And that's the heartbeat of our organization. And consequently, that's why you go there, because there will be some version of that data within your BOSS. And it will have factored in a lot of variables for you. It kind of takes a lot of the work out of it, right, to go to that right spot. That doesn't mean that you abandon the other systems. If you need to do a deep dive and some deep troubleshooting or some deep research into what's going on, absolutely, you can veer out of your lane and go take a look at those things. But understand, they're not necessarily gospel, right? You gotta kind of make sure you come back and use that same leverage point as your cantilever throughout the organization.
Yeah, using everything you can. I find it fascinating when I can see, you know, financial data, HR data, revenue data, things like that, and start understanding, wow, you know, I can get maybe revenue per employee and see how I stand on there. I can start mixing and really getting into some really fun data when I can bring in things from mapping, billing, financial, my equipment, all that, or even outside sources like a fleet management card. Why is this person driving so much and using so much gasoline? What's going on? I actually got burned by that by a technician who, no matter how far away they were driving home for lunch every day back in the day. And Faye, in a footprint like you guys have, that could be a huge problem.
Yeah. Yeah, 10,000 square miles can chalk up some miles on a truck, that's for sure. When you aggregate data like that, Brian, what happens is you increase your speed and your efficiency, right? Because you talk about revenue per employee. So when you start looking at that, that becomes something that gets ingrained in the key players, right? The key stakeholders that you provide that information to. And they can look at it very quickly and compare from last month, from last quarter, from last year, and they're able to say, oh, we're up. Oh, we're down. Okay, wait a minute. What's going on? And they can divert their attention to the hot spots that you have that's going on. You're just way quicker to react to the challenges of any business day that's out there.
And I do think that nimbleness is so key. And that I think old days of reporting, you might not have that opportunity to make that nimble change that you need to make if you were waiting for the end of the month, or if you were waiting for, you know, different time periods that were not as easily found as you can find in today's BI type models.
One more question here for this episode. Have you ever encountered concerns around data privacy and security when you're dealing with business intelligence?
Data privacy and security is kind of like the old adage, safety first, right? Everything that we do, this has to be in the front of your mind. You have to be thinking about how secure is this information? What am I doing with it? Where am I going with it? And who am I sharing it with? And so I think that that is absolutely critical at all times. Some ways of addressing those concerns is simply by making sure that you provide the right information to the right individuals, right? It's not just carte blanche. You don't just open up all of your data and provide that to everyone, but you make sure you get the right information in the right hands. It also adds efficiency, right? If there's a lot of operational information that's going on and that's bogging down or filling up a display for me, I don't need that information today. Now, if we have a big problem and I need to get involved, absolutely, I want it, but I don't need it every day. And so we start to pull that back. And same thing goes with your data privacy. If you pull it back just a little bit and keep that in mind as you're going ahead and creating that information, I think that's a good first step anyway.
And I go back to, you know, Faye, in the other episode, you were talking a lot about how the executive team sets strategy. And we talked about transparency being a good part of how you increase your culture. The one thing that you got to be careful of is there's just some information that not everybody should be seeing. Not everybody should know everybody's payroll. That is not something you want necessarily happening with transparency. So setting your BI, your data privacy levels to the right, am I a strategist? Am I an operator? Am I a tactician, right? Whatever level of the company that fits that you need to know, that's a real big aspect. And having the ability to lock that down, that not everybody can see stuff that they shouldn't be seeing, is important, but yet still having the transparency to inspire and lead the company. The other aspect is making sure with that kind of security, and Faye, you hit on this with cybersecurity. Today's modern phishing attacks, especially using AI, any information that can be learned about you or your company, that can be used against you. And someone could be saying, this is Faye, and I am asking you to wire me this amount of money. And they might know something about your books or something, some sort of data that leaked out. That can be a real opportunity for the bad guys out there to find something to make the most aggressive and accurate phishing attack that they can on your employees. So you do have to be very careful on who you let into that walled garden of your BI.
Yeah, your BI can control a lot of information. You use payroll as an example. That has a very traditional course, right? So CEO and GM is privy to payroll. Your controller is probably privy to payroll. But, you know, operationally, those folks probably aren't necessarily there. It also works in reverse, right? So you got customer data and customer information. An operational individual needs that information to be able to support a customer. I, as the CEO and GM, I don't need that information every day. There's no reason to be providing me that level of data. So making sure that it's appropriate for each of those roles within your organization, that's key.
That wraps up our second episode of this series. Thank you for listening to the Broadband Exchange, and thank you again to our guests, Brian Weiss and Faye Jandro. If you want to learn more about the efficiency and insights business intelligence offers, Innovative Systems would love to talk with you about their Revelation software. Contact them via innovsys.com. That's INNOVSYS.com. The third and final episode of this series will be the benefits of your business intelligence journey. So join us for that. Visit Telecompetitor at telecompetitor.com and feel free to drop us a line. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you in the next and final episode of this series.